I'd like now to introduce Celeste Wallander, who is a Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs and Senior Director for Russia and Central Asia on the National Security Council staff. She has multiple degrees from Yale, I'm glad to see, and brought her real education to Harvard, where she taught for a number of years. They need help from time to time. Then she had a life as a peripatetic scholar at American University, German Marshall Fund, CSIS, and the Council on Foreign Relations. So she really has been through all aspects of the security field leading up to her present important post. She's also a zealous runner. Celeste Wallander.
Whenever anyone goes through my where I've worked, you could I cringe a little because you could think I have trouble keeping a job. But okay, we'll take it in the positive way. So good morning, and thank you, Fred, very much for that nice introduction. Thank you, Ambassador Umarov and Embassy of Kazakhstan, for this wonderful event and for giving me the chance to speak today. I'm grateful to Ambassador Taylor for hosting us. This is a fabulous place and exactly the right setting for this conversation. I couldn't agree with you more. And especially thank you to Minister Janova for our partnership, our work together, your kind words, but your dedication. We met beforehand, and I learned about what she has in store for me next. So I'm looking forward to continuing our partnership and working together. So nearly 25 years ago, the world was entering a period of fundamental and rapid change. After decades of being locked in a Cold War that divided nations into spheres of influence dominated by the two superpowers, the international order was shifting, presenting new opportunities and new challenges. I myself was undergoing some fundamental changes and a personal transformation from being an expert on Soviet security to being an expert on Russia and Eurasia. In 1991, Kazakhstan declared its independence, and the United States was the first country to recognize Kazakhstan as an independent nation. Suddenly, Kazakhstan was no longer an internal colony of the Soviet Empire, and Kazakhstan's policies were no longer dictated by a Soviet leadership, nor were its interests defined in a far-off capital. It was entering a new era of sovereignty. All of the former Soviet republics were faced with tough decisions about the path they would choose. Would they continue to look to powerful states for patronage, or would they prioritize self-determination? The nations of Central Asia had a proud history of autonomy dating back to the period before the Soviet Union and even the Russian Empire. For example, this year Kazakhstan is celebrating the 550th anniversary of the Kazakh Khanate. But they were regaining their independence in an entirely different world, where international integration is the swiftest and surest road to prosperity and security. The geographically isolated states of Central Asia would face a special uphill battle to develop and thrive without remaining dependent on a larger neighbor. But despite the challenges, Kazakhstan chose independence and sovereignty. It chose to cooperate with a broad range of international partners through its multi-vector foreign policy, rejecting the option of becoming a satellite of any other nation. Kazakhstan chose to take a constructive role in the international community, leading by example in the field of non-proliferation as it voluntarily gave up a nuclear arsenal. It opted to follow a path of careful and steady modernization and reform. The characteristics that make Kazakhstan a global leader, its strength and independence, the proactive role it plays on the global stage, and its decision to pursue policies that create opportunities for its citizens, these are precisely the characteristics that make Kazakhstan America's partner. Although the United States remains committed to providing humanitarian and development assistance to countries that need our support, the United States never desires its partners to remain fragile and dependent. True partnership requires mutual respect. It is not the relationship of a big brother looking out for a smaller, weaker sibling. Partnership requires strength on both sides. That is why our best partners are the countries that are secure and prosperous, continually developing and modernizing, and capable of offering their citizens a better future. Our best partners are strong partners, leaders who are integrated into international institutions and who play a constructive role in global affairs. Kazakhstan is a true partner. By choosing a path of leadership, modernization, integration, and economic and political development, Kazakhstan has put itself in the position to be a strategic partner of the United States. The strategic partnership between Kazakhstan and the United States is based on our mutual interest in confronting some of the most pressing global issues and challenges that face the international community today: nonproliferation, countering violent extremism, and dealing with climate change to create environmental sustainability. We also share interests in the security, stability, and economic and political development of Kazakhstan and the broader region of Eurasia. Economic growth, cross-border trade, and infrastructure development, as well as good governance, rule of law, and a continual process of social and political reform, these are the elements that increase the confidence of investors, build trust between citizens and their government, and create conditions for fruitful international cooperation. These are the building blocks of a better future for Kazakhstan, for the United States, and ultimately for the global community. I would like to highlight just a couple of the positive outcomes of this strategic partnership between Kazakhstan and the United States. Kazakhstan and the United States continue to work together to make the world a safer place. Ever since it opted to give up its nuclear arsenal in the 1990s, Kazakhstan has demonstrated time and again that it is a global leader on nonproliferation and dedication to reducing weapons-usable materials. Just this year, Kazakhstan and the United States have cooperated on several major projects. In August, Kazakhstan and the International Atomic Energy Agency signed the agreement to establish a low-enriched uranium fuel bank in Kazakhstan, an initiative that will allow countries with peaceful nuclear power programs reliable access to fuel, thus supporting the nonproliferation structure. And as we look forward to the 2016 Nuclear Security Summit, we continue our joint efforts to establish a nuclear security training center in Kazakhstan and boost our teamwork in the area of counter-nuclear smuggling. Countering violent extremism is another increasingly critical area where Kazakhstan and the United States are collaborating to make the world a safer place. We salute Kazakhstan's proactive efforts to confront the scourge of violent extremism by hosting a regional Countering Violent Extremism Summit in June of this year. This fall, President Obama and President Nazarbayev were both featured speakers at the Leaders' Summit on Countering ISIL and Violent Extremism on the margins of the UN General Assembly. Together with Kazakhstan, we continue to explore ideas and possibilities for countering terrorism and violent extremism. In the firm belief that supporting education, economic opportunity, and positive engagement with youth are among the creative ways to steer citizens away from the path of violent extremism, the United States is proud to support a broad array of programs designed to promote education, entrepreneurship, and people-to-people exchanges throughout the region. We urge continued efforts to promote dialogue, trust, and partnerships between the government, community leaders, and civil society. We are likewise grateful for Kazakhstan and other international partners who have voiced their determination to fight the threat of ISIL. Turning to a global challenge that is less overtly menacing, but nevertheless constitutes a real long-term threat to global stability, Kazakhstan and the United States are both committed to increasing the use of environmentally sustainable practices. Kazakhstan's decision to focus on the theme of future energy for Expo 2017 is just one example of the value Kazakhstan places on going green, a priority that President Obama shares. Both of our countries are pursuing clean energy because we know the future peace and prosperity of our world depends on safe, secure, and diverse sources of energy. We work on this together in the U.S.-Kazakhstan Energy Partnership, a long-term cooperative effort between the U.S. Department of Energy and the Kazakhstani Ministry of Energy. The United States does congratulate very warmly Kazakhstan on its accession to the WTO and its intentions to accelerate the process of institutional reforms through the implementation of the 100 Steps program. It will take serious and sustained commitment to accomplish the goals set out in the 100 Steps program, which are intended to ensure the rule of law, increase transparency and accountability of the state, support the development of Kazakhstan's national identity and civil society, create a merit-based civil service, and promote economic growth and diversification. But these are precisely the kinds of reforms that will cement Kazakhstan's future as a global leader and a strategic partner of the United States. I know that I speak for President Obama when I say that we are excited to continue working with Kazakhstan and to build an even brighter future for both of our nations. With our continuing strategic partnership dialogue, our cooperation on important global issues, including nonproliferation, countering violent extremism, and dealing with climate change, as well as our deep and productive ties in the private sector, I'm confident that U.S.-Kazakhstan relationship will continue to flourish for decades to come. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak here, and good luck with your discussions during the rest of the day. Thank you.